Consider model of the inner screen and the soul being the inner seer. How does transcendental sound awakens our spirituality, basically? How does it provide spiritual fulfillment?
Okay.
Yeah. So, I would say that there is a transcendental sound is not just the holy name. Mm-hmm. It is whole Krishna Katha. It is that which will awaken us to a spiritual awareness. So, to expand that example further, the example I gave is that the mind is like an inner screen and the world out there is the outer scene. The soul is the inner seer. So, in a sense, the soul is different from the whole world.
Correct.
But the soul's consciousness is projected onto the material world. And that's why the soul is experiencing various phenomena, happiness and distress, based whatever is appearing on the inner screen, pleasure or pleasant or unpleasant stimuli. Now, imagine a child is watching a horror movie. And the child is horrified, scared, trembling, sweating. But the mother is right next to the child. But the child is so caught in the horror movie, if the mother touches the shoulder of the child, the child thinks the monster from the movie has come.
Oh, goodness.
So, in that situation, the mother wants to help the child.
Mm.
The child is so engrossed on the inner screen, on the horror movie, that the mother cannot contact the child directly.
Mm.
So, say, you can envision, say, if there is that TV screen is there, and the mother has another remote. And she uses the remote to change what appears on that TV screen.
Mm-hmm.
And there, maybe they have shot some pictures or some movie of the mother and the child being together, playing together, enjoying together. And then suddenly, the screen over there changes.
Mm-hmm.
Or that comes as another channel over there. And the child starts saying, hey, who is this? I know this person. She's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
She loves me. And gradually, now then some other channel might also be going on. This is also another channel that is going on. As the child starts watching this more and more, then the child starts getting, oh, this is my mother, she loves, she's a nice person. And then as he starts becoming more and more tuned to her, then after that, the mother comes and touches her. Touches this child, oh, my mother, he will hug her.
Mm-hmm.
So similarly for us, we at present can't perceive any reality beyond what is projected in our mind. Even we actually don't even perceive the physical world.
Mm-hmm.
We perceive also the physical world also as it is projected on our mind.
Mm.
So, what Krishna does is, he manifests in the physical world. Be it as the deities, of course he comes himself as the avatars also, but as the deities, as the holy name, as the scriptures, even as devotees who act as the representatives. And through them, they start manifesting on our inner screen. And to the extent we tune into that channel, to the extent we start connecting with Krishna's manifestations in this world, to that extent our spiritual sensibility or spiritual faculty starts awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we become more and more familiarized with Krishna, as he is manifested in the inner screen through the being in the outer scene, then we start becoming receptive to Krishna's presence within us also. So, eventually, so we could say, first we need Krishna in the outer physical scene. We need to go to a temple. We need to be in physically spiritual association so that we can be spiritually stimulated. If we keep exposing ourselves to such stimuli over a period of time, they will become impressed on our inner screen. So, even when we are not with devotees, we'll be remembering devotees. Even if we are not directly in a devotional environment, we'll remember devotional philosophy, devotional service, devotional impressions will keep coming. And so that's when the mind becomes spiritualized.
Okay.
And eventually after that, it's just as the soul when they gets liberated from the world, the soul doesn't need the body and doesn't need the mind also. All of them are left behind and soul, pure soul goes back to the spiritual world. So eventually we can pursue Krishna even without the inner screen. So that is, so the sound, or in general the process of Bhakti Yoga is called a sensory spirituality. It is not just spirituality, but a spirituality is made accessible through the senses. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. So through the senses, when we connect with Krishna, then we move forwards and then we can perceive Him even beyond the senses. Sukham Atyantikam Yattad Buddhi Grahayam Atindriyam. That is, happiness that is experienced beyond the senses. That is experienced directly by the conscious faculty of the soul. So that's how spiritual sound, it first appears through the physical scene on the inner screen, and then gradually it awakens our inner seer's realization that the supreme seer is with us. That's how the whole process takes place gradually.
My question really, that's a great explanation. My question is that.